Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of AirSculpt Technologies, Inc., ticker symbol, AIRS, a company in the healthcare space that's been making waves with its premium body contouring procedures. If you're curious about whether this stock is a hidden gem or a pass for your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance and more. Let's get started. First up, let's set the stage with a quick overview. AirSculpt Technologies operates as a holding company for EBS Intermediate Parent LLC, focusing on delivering high-end body sculpting services through a network of centers across the U.S. and beyond. This isn't your typical medical stock. It's a niche player in the aesthetic healthcare market, and that's what makes it so intriguing. We'll dig into what drives their business, how they're performing financially, and whether the numbers justify the hype. So, let's roll up our sleeves and get into the details. Now let's talk about who AirSculpt Technologies really is. Founded in 2012 and headquartered in Miami Beach, Florida, the company specializes in minimally invasive body contouring procedures under the AirSculpt brand. Think of it as a premium service for those looking to sculpt their bodies without the downtime of traditional surgery. As of early 2022, they operated 19 centers across 15 states, and they've been expanding their footprint. Led by CEO Yogesh Jeshnani, AirSculpt sits in the medical care facilities industry within the broader healthcare sector. With about 389 full-time employees, it's a relatively lean operation for a publicly traded company, which could be a double-edged sword when it comes to scalability and cost management. Their business model targets a high-end clientele, which gives them strong margins on services, but also exposes them to economic sensitivity, something we'll keep an eye on as we go through the numbers. Let's shift gears to revenue, one of the key indicators of how well AirSculpt is growing. For the full year 2024, the company reported revenue of $180.35 million, which is down slightly from $195.92 million in 2023. Looking back a few years, they've shown impressive growth from $62 to $77 million in 2020 to a peak in 2023, so this recent dip raises some questions about momentum. Breaking it down by segments, their reportable segment revenue for 2024 was $180.35 million, and geographically, they pulled in about $6.1 million from non-US markets. That international piece is small, but shows they're testing the waters outside the U.S., which could be a growth driver down the line. The core of their revenue still comes from their premium body contouring services, and with a gross profit margin of nearly 64% in 2024, they're clearly able to charge a premium. But with revenue contracting year over year, I'm curious if this is a temporary hiccup or a sign of market saturation. We'll circle back to that as we look at other metrics. Moving on to earnings, let's see how AirSculpt is performing on the bottom line. For 2024, their net income came in at a loss of $8.25 million, with an EPS of negative 14 cents. Compare that to 2023, where they also posted a loss of $4.48 million and an EPS of negative 08. This isn't a great trend. Losses are widening, even as revenue grew for most of the past few years. Going further back, they had a profitable year in 2021 with a net income of $10.55 million, so it's clear something has shifted in their cost structure or market dynamics. EBITDA for 2024 was $10.07 million, down from $19.74 million in 2023, signaling that operational efficiency might be under pressure. Key takeaways here? AirSculpt is struggling to turn revenue into profit, and that's a red flag for investors looking for sustainable growth. We'll dig deeper into what might be driving this when we look at the financial statements. Now, let's touch on some insights from their most recent earnings call for Q4 2024. Management highlighted revenue of $180, $35 million for the full year, but they're clearly aware of the challenges in maintaining profitability. They pointed to ongoing investments in new centers and marketing as key reasons for the higher costs eating into margins. On a positive note, they emphasized strategic initiatives aimed at driving long-term growth, like expanding their geographic reach and enhancing customer acquisition strategies. They also acknowledged a tough market environment, with consumer spending on elective procedures being somewhat unpredictable. The vibe from leadership seems to be cautious optimism. They believe in their premium brand positioning, but know they've got work to do on the cost side. I think this aligns with what we're seeing in the numbers. A strong top line historically, but profitability remains elusive. All right, let's dive into the financial statements to get a clearer picture of AirSculpt's health. Starting with the balance sheet for 2024, they reported total assets of $209.99 million, down slightly from $204.2 million in 2023. Cash and cash equivalents sit at $8.24 million, which isn't a huge war chest for a company with total liabilities of $130.71 million. Their debt-to-equity ratio is 1.03, indicating a moderate reliance on debt financing, which could be risky if revenue doesn't pick up. Retained earnings are negative at $27.8 million, reflecting cumulative losses over time. On the cash flow side, they generated $11.35 million from operating activities in 2024, which is solid, but they're burning cash on capital expenditures to the tune of $14.01 million, likely tied to new center openings. Free cash flow was negative at $2.66 million compared to a positive $14.4 million in 2023. That swing is concerning. It shows they're not generating enough cash to fund growth without dipping into reserves or taking on more debt. Return on equity is also negative at 21.8%, and net profit margin is negative 11.4%. These metrics paint a picture of a company with a strong revenue base, but significant challenges in managing costs and delivering shareholder value. Now, let's talk valuation. At a current stock price of $1.88, AirSculpt has a market cap of about $117.38 million. Their price-to-earnings ratio is negative at -6.19 due to ongoing losses, so traditional PE isn't super helpful here. Price-to-sales ratio is 0.73, which suggests the market isn't pricing in a lot of growth premium, potentially a sign of undervaluation if they can turn things around. Enterprise value is $194.31 million, factoring in debt, which is reasonable given their asset base. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts pegged 2024 at 25.5, with a range between 21.58 and 35.06, implying expectations of profitability down the road. That's a big jump from current losses, so the market seems to be betting on a recovery. My take? The valuation looks cheap on a sales basis, but the negative earnings and cash flow trends make it a risky bet until we see concrete improvement in profitability. Let's break down AirSculpt through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, their consistent revenue growth over the past few years, going from $62.77 million in 2020 to $180.35 million in 2024, shows a strong demand for their premium services. Their gross profit margin of nearly 64% highlights their ability to command high prices. On the weaknesses side, persistent net losses, like the $8.25 million deficit in 2024, point to cost management issues. Their reliance on a niche, elective procedure market also makes them vulnerable to economic downturns. For opportunities, expanding internationally, currently only $6.1 million of revenue comes from non-US markets, could be a massive growth driver. Plus, growing consumer interest in aesthetic procedures plays to their strengths. Threats include intense competition in the body contouring space and potential regulatory changes in healthcare that could impact operations. Economic sensitivity is another big one. If discretionary spending tightens, their high-end services could take a hit. Overall, AirSculpt has a unique positioning, but they've got to address profitability to capitalize on their potential. Let's take a look at recent performance to see how the market's reacting to AirSculpt. The stock price is sitting at $1.88, but the trend hasn't been pretty. Over the past week, it's down 2.59%, over the past month, a steep 32.37%, and over 6 months, a staggering 71.03%. Zooming out to a one-year view, the stock has lost 67.75% of its value, and over 5 years, it's down 88.17%. These are brutal numbers, and they reflect investor skepticism about the company's ability to turn losses into profits. Compared to the broader medical care facilities industry, which is up 13.86% over the past year, AirSculpt is severely underperforming. Looking at the chart, there's no clear sign of a bottom yet. Momentum is negative, and volume spikes, like the recent unusual options trading activity, suggest speculative interest rather than confidence. For short-term moves, I'd be cautious. There's no technical support indicating a reversal anytime soon. So what's the final verdict on AirSculpt Technologies? Wrapping this all up, I see a company with a compelling niche in premium body contouring and a history of strong revenue growth, but they're grappling with profitability and a punishing stock performance. The financials show high margins but persistent losses, and the valuation might look cheap, but it's a risky play without a clear path to positive earnings. For long-term investors, I'd say watch this space. AirSculpt has potential if they can streamline costs and expand smartly, especially internationally. But right now, the risks outweigh the rewards for most portfolios. If you're already holding, consider your risk tolerance. If you're looking to buy, wait for signs of a turnaround in earnings or stock momentum. What do you think? Are you bullish on AirSculpt, or are you staying on the sidelines? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this one. Catch you in the next video.